I'll be reading scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. 1 Corinthians 11, 23. Stand for the reading of the word. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. And that's why we're here. That's one of the reasons for this service, is to judge ourselves. This is the little judgment before the great judgment. This is a time for us to get everything cleared up before we get to the great judgment. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together into condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Our Father, we're glad tonight for this privilege that we have to celebrate the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what that means to us. I'm glad, Lord, that you have given us the knowledge of this wonderful plan of salvation. And I pray that tonight our hearts would be enlightened, our souls would be inspired as we go back in our minds to Calvary and remember what Jesus did for us. And we'll thank you for it. In Christ's name, amen. You may be seated. The Bible tells us in my text, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. So we are looking back tonight at Calvary and celebrating that and looking forward to the coming of the Lord. But really, this celebration that we are doing tonight is an eternal celebration. It's something that will never end. Jesus told his disciples, he said, I will not eat any more of the fruit of the vine with you until I eat it with you anew in my kingdom. So there will be a celebration of the Lord's sacrifice for all eternity. When we open the book of Revelation, we see the 24 elders and the four living creatures saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor, for thou hast redeemed us by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. So even in heaven, for all eternity, we are going to be celebrating the sacrifice that Jesus made for us on the cross of Calvary. So what we're doing here tonight is not something that we're just going to do in time. We're going to do it in eternity. We're going to celebrate this wonderful event, the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. In the Old Testament, the children of Israel were brought out of Egyptian bondage, and they were released from that bondage by the destruction of the firstborn in Egypt. In order for the firstborn of Israel to be spared, there had to be a lamb slain, blood put on the doorpost. In all of those houses that had the blood on the doorpost, nobody died in those houses. It protected the inhabitants of that house. They came out of Egypt that next day, delivered by the hand of God, And the Lord told them, he said, I want you to celebrate this. I want you to keep this celebration going year after year as a memorial of what Jesus, of what God did for them in bringing them out of Egyptian bondage. They were to teach their children through this celebration, through the Passover, they were to teach their children of what, how Jesus delivered them out of their bondage in Egypt. It was a national deliverance. It was a celebration of the nation. But we are not just celebrating a national holy day. We are celebrating something that we'll be celebrating for all eternity. It's a spiritual celebration. Jesus released us from the bondage of our sins. Jesus delivered us from the power of our sins. And we're going to celebrate that for all eternity. So that what we're engaged in tonight is something we're going to do for all eternity. And you know, this is such an important thing that God says, I don't want it to ever end. I want it to keep on going throughout eternity. I want you to remember what Jesus did for you. Praise God. I tell you what, I think this is going to be on our minds while we're in heaven. It's going to be on our minds. It's going to be a constant reminder of why we are in heaven. That's why we're going to cast our crowns down before His feet. Because we're going to remember why we are in heaven. It's because of the cross of Jesus Christ. Because of His suffering. And because of His dying. This is a memorial service for the sacrifice of Jesus. You know, when I go to Alabama and get the chance to go to my parents' grave and have a little bench there to sit on, and they have, you know, these sayings on my parents' grave and and the names of the children and so forth. And when I go there, and think about my parents and think about how wonderful they were, what a blessing they were to me. I think about how wonderful my parents were. And that's what we're here for tonight. Jesus said, you do this as a memorial for me. And we're here to memorialize Jesus, to remember His goodness, focus upon His grace, remember what Jesus did for us as a result of the cross. That's why we're here. And so I want us to focus on the Lord tonight. And when we come around this altar, I want us to give thanks to the Lord for this sacrifice. I've been praising God this evening in prayer for what the cross means to me and what it means to my family, what it's meant to my family generations past, how it saved my grandparents, saved my parents, saved me, saved my children. Hallelujah. Now some of my grandchildren getting saved. I'm glad for what the cross means to me, brother. Hallelujah. And I want us tonight to focus on that in this service. We're going to take some time to pray. We're going to celebrate the Lord's Supper, and we're going to take some time to worship the Lord and give praise to God after we receive the elements. And so I want Sister Judy, if she will, to come to the piano tonight. And I want us to stand together and gather around the altar and pray and spend some time with Jesus, giving thanks for what He's done for us, asking the Lord to search our hearts, bring us before His judgment now. Lord, see if there's any wicked way in me. Cleanse my heart. Help me to be pure and clean. And then when you get through praying, the men will be on my right and the women on my left on the first few pews if you want to celebrate the Lord's Supper.